Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
If you're like me, you sometimes receive emails from people who are so far from your line of thinking that you wonder just how you got on their list. I recently received one of these from the Montana Cannabis Network, more specifically from Jason Christ of Montana Caregivers, the good folks who brought us medical marijuana on a scale so out of control that the term medical didn't even enter into the equation. What was supposed to be legalized marijuana use by a limited number of very sick patients turned into de facto legalization of marijuana. Some would argue that was the plan all along. The number of school kids being offered marijuana was up 20%. Montana middle schoolers went from 10th in the nation to 2nd in the nation in marijuana use. And the running joke on the MSU campus was, "Do you have your card yet?" The public outcry was loud and sustained. This wasn't what we bargained for. Anarchy wasn't supposed to be part of the plan. So the legislature stepped in with two solutions. First, an all-out ban that would have taken us back to 2004. This was the solution preferred by law enforcement. It was passed by the House and Senate and was eventually vetoed by Governor Schweitzer. The second solution was a dramatic clampdown on the industry itself. A bill sponsored by Senator Jeff Essman did two things. It made it tougher to get a medical marijuana card, and it took the profit incentive away from the growers. It made sense, and after weeping, gnashing of teeth, and death threats on the part of the growers, the bill was signed into law. The effect was immediate. Medical marijuana billboards and storefronts went away, growers left the industry, and the number of people renewing their medical marijuana cards declined dramatically. In fact, the new law worked so well that the industry took the state to court. In the end, Judge Reynolds gave the growers much of what they were asking for. He told the state that it didn't need to report doctors who wrote a large number of prescriptions, a provision meant to stop one doctor from writing thousands of prescriptions like they had done before. He also struck the limits on the number of people you can grow for and the amount that you can charge. In short, the big growers were back in business, but that wasn't good enough. Now they have a ballot initiative to strike Essman's law and take us back to the free-for-all that existed before. In a sign of things to come, Jason Christ's email advertised mobile medical marijuana certification clinics coming to Billings, Great Falls, Kalispell, and Missoula. Is this a return to the good old days when a small number of doctors could write thousands of certifications? It sure looks like it. These guys just won't give up. Their goal is de facto legalization of marijuana for everyone, and they won't stop until they get it. It's time for Montanans to send a message loud and clear. This isn't good for our communities, and it's not good for our kids. When the initiative comes up for a vote, let's all vote no and put this drug-crazed genie back in a bottle. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.